daily feast. I don't want to bore you, but I do want to tell you a little about what I've been eating. At least it's what I've been having for the main evening meal. It doesn't include what I might eat at other times during the day. On Monday it was ground shoulder of farm-raised beef served over pearl barley and oven-roasted red potatoes, served with a sauté of fresh pan-wilted spinach, fresh kidney beans, zucchini, green beans, roasted corn mash and a touch of garlic. On Tuesday it was hormone-free baked chicken breast and ground New Zealand leg of lamb, again with pearl barley, oven-roasted Idaho russet potatoes and fresh baked whole-wheel croutons, served with a sauté of California carrots, broccoli and yellow squash. On Wednesday it was slow-roasted ground pork, farm-raised hormone-free turkey with long-grain rice, served with sautéed cabbage, steamed butternut, squash, California broccoli and fine-ground fresh grated carrots with fresh baked and toasted rye croutons with organic safflower oil. You get my drift. The trouble is it might look and sound nice enough, but it's as predictable as you can get. Every Monday is the same. Every Tuesday is the same. Every Wednesday is the same. Need I go on? It sucks being a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel in this household.